The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriasis impacts about 2% of the Irish population. I'm joined by Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists, and she's going to explain everything about it. 2% doesn't seem like a lot, but for those people, when you do the math of a population of 5 million, it's a lot of people who are itchy.
It's a lot of people, yeah. So it's a really common chronic inflammatory skin condition that we would see every day in clinic. So we'd manage an awful lot of eczema and an awful lot of psoriasis.
What's the difference?
So I suppose psoriasis is more well-defined. So we call it a plaque. So it tends to be pink or red and has this silvery white scale. And you can see the edges versus the unaffected skin much more easily than you can in eczema. Definitely you can have itch with psoriasis, but it's usually a mild to moderate itch, whereas the itch with eczema tends to be more intense.
People listening now are beginning to scratch.
Hearing the word itch. But there's certain locations that psoriasis likes. So the elbows, the knees, the scalp. But don't get me wrong, it can affect any part of the body. And also the nails, it's quite common. So up to 50% of people would have nail changes as well with psoriasis.
And how would the nail look if you had psoriasis of a nail?
So pitting would want to be the commonest things. They're like little indentations. It's almost like somebody got a cocktail stick and made little indentations in the nail. The nails can lift, so that's called onycholysis, and that can be sore for people. If you imagine if you go to put your hand in your pocket and your nail is already kind of lifted, they can have a yellowy discoloration, and there can be thickening of the skin underneath. So often it gets confused with fungal nails actually as well.
What causes psoriasis?
So it's kind of a, we don't really know, but it's a complex interplay between genetics and then your immune system. So up to, 30 to 50% of people will say, oh yes, my uncle had psoriasis or my mom had psoriasis. But you can, of course, be the first person in your family to develop it. And then there are certain triggers. So the commonest ages that we would see would be 15 to 25 when it first presents, or again, 50 to 60. But of course, it can present at any age.
Now, when it presents, does it persist, or are you saying that the people between 15 and 25 who get it, when they hit 25, they kind of grow out of it or not?
No. So it is essentially not curable, but manageable. But it depends on the type of psoriasis you get. So when you're a teenager, often it might be triggered by a sore throat. So you get a strep throat and you get a specific subtype of psoriasis, which is called guttate psoriasis. So it's kind of like a shower of teardrops all across the body. So they're tiny little pink scaly teardrops. That can resolve itself, or we can give creams, or we can use phototherapy, and sometimes that'll disappear for years and years and that person may not develop psoriasis again for decades, but doesn't have a cure.
Now, you were talking about the age typically where it might most likely occur, 15 to 25 or 50 to 60. But are there particular triggers? Like if people are living a stressed life, for example, is it likely to make psoriasis worse?
Yeah, absolutely. So stress, often people would say, I had a massive life event, bereavement, even a car crash, something like that. And then all of a sudden they develop psoriasis. So yes, there are certain triggers. So infection would be one, stress, certain medications. So sometimes medication that manages high blood pressure, lithium is another one. And then trauma to the skin. So if you burn yourself or, scratch yourself, it's a thing called Koebner phenomenon, and psoriasis likes to occur in those sites.
And on those sites, I was wondering, if you attack the epidermis in one place, could it erupt in another?
Well, if you were to, say, have a scar in one place and you'd cut into the skin, it would usually come in that site, but you've no way to predict where the psoriasis is going to go. So often people will ask that question, if I have it on my elbows and knees, is it going to go everywhere? But we've no way of knowing.
Now, you mentioned nail psoriasis and guttate psoriasis. That's G-U-T-T-A-T-E. There are others. Pustular psoriasis, what's that?
So thankfully, that's one of the most rare types of psoriasis. And it's basically little vesicles that are pus-filled, so little yellow spots on the skin. But often those patients can present quite abruptly with pustules all over them. They can be quite unwell. They can't manage their temperature. They might be shivering and shaking. So we would tend to have to admit somebody with
bad... So it's not confined to the skin? Like the effects are...
Exactly, systemic effects. So they would have to be admitted to hospital and managed.
A flexural psoriasis, what's that?
So that's in your body fold site, so under the arms, under the breast, under the genital skin. It's actually very different to the classic psoriasis. Often people have, so common to see psoriasis on the elbows and knees. But in the flexural sites, because of the moisture, there isn't the same scale. So it tends to look pink and shiny, and you can get secondary infection with yeast and bacteria.
Now, we don't want to scare people with all the rare ones, but there's a thing called Erythrodermic?
Yeah, erythrodermic psoriasis, again, as you said, is rare. And that's where somebody would be top to toe red. And they're, again, shivery, shaky, you know, can't control their temperature, their fluid output. So, again, you would have to be usually admitted to hospital for
would
that.
Would a GP know that if they saw it? Because it seems very, you know, associated with the skin condition and your shivering and temperature and all the rest.
Yeah, now you can be erythrodermic for lots of reasons. It's not just psoriasis. You could have bad eczema flare. There's other rarer skin conditions you can present erythrodermic. But usually if you presented to your GP and you said, look, I have psoriasis for 20 years and all of a sudden it's out of control, you know, they might have a clue. But yes, you'd usually be picking up the phone to the local dermatologist or hospital to get
psoriasis and the weather. Any particular weather conditions that might provoke it?
No, I mean, some people will say that, you know, their skin is better in the summer, and certainly sun exposure does help the majority of patients, but 5 to 10% of people actually get worse
in the sun.
So, you know, a lot of people say, I'm going to go on a sun holiday, I'm going to use the sunbeds incorrectly, because if you burn your skin or get the wrong rays, you can actually trigger a flare of your psoriasis. You have to be careful.
Alcohol consumption and psoriasis. A link?
Yes. So smoking and alcohol, we would usually advise patients to try and reduce their alcohol consumption and to stop smoking altogether.
Okay, now talk to me about managing psoriasis and treating psoriasis.
So it really depends on whether you're graded as mild, moderate or severe. So as a dermatologist, we use a scale called the PASI score, which is Psoriasis Area and Severity Index. And that's how we're looking at how red it is, how thick it is and how many locations on the body. And then we grade that. And if you're in the mild and it's very localised, say to your elbows, we'd usually start with topicals. So that would be topical steroids or tar preparations or vitamin D creams. You know, it might just be behind your ears and a little bit in the scalp, so we'd have treatments for that. If it goes on to be more diffuse, we might then suggest phototherapy, which thankfully we can use in children, we can use during pregnancy or if somebody's undergoing cancer treatment. So that's a nice option, nice safe option, but it has a time commitment because you have to come to the hospital Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then we move on to the oral medications, and then we have the biologics, which are the injectables. So there's loads of treatments. It just depends on the type.
How advanced it is. Okay, some of the questions coming in. I have a brain injury, scalp is always dry, and when I sweat it gets so itchy. Any advice?
You can't tell for sure that it's psoriasis. It could be seborrheic dermatitis, which is like dandruff essentially. But there are plenty of shampoos over the counter that you can get with salicylic acid to help lift the scale. And they're all available in the local pharmacies. But obviously without seeing it, you can't label somebody as having psoriasis.
Can you ask your guest about itchy shins? For the last week, my shins are itching like mad late at night.
It could just be as in a lot of people are doing a lot more outdoor stuff. You can get kind of irritation of the skin with your legs being more exposed and out playing golf and in the grass.
Could it be just dry skin?
It could be dryness. Yeah, so just to moisturise and change your shower gel to an emollient.
I'm a woman in her 50s. I've had psoriasis all over my body since I was 25. In 2011, I started a biological injection. I've changed biologicals a few times over the years. At the moment, I'm on Stelara. It's gotten rid of all the psoriasis. It is a life-changing medication.
It is, yeah. There's nothing as satisfying as meeting a patient who struggled for years and then you put them on, like this lady, a biologic, and then they come back for their follow-up visit and they're wearing shorts and t-shirts because they're exposing the skin, because their quality of life, they're going swimming, you know, with the kids. It's life-changing.
I presume that is a factor in all of this. You know, people who might have a mild itch, but they just think it's unsightly and they're embarrassed by it.
Yeah, there's awful things. You know, people try and go to the gym, they're trying to go swimming with the kids, and people have this idea that it's contagious. But because the skin is obviously so visible to everyone, but it's clearly not contagious.
My psoriasis is progressively getting worse. I have it on my elbows, head, nails, and other more intimate places. I'm 53.
Definitely go and see the GP and then get a referral to a dermatologist.
Because it is going to continue to get worse.
Yeah, and genital psoriasis is really difficult to manage, and we can't use the potent topical steroids on it, so they definitely need some better treatment.
A question for your specialist. I have a psoriatic arthritis in my thumb joint and wrist. I've been taking methotrexate for 9 months. I haven't seen any improvement. Is there an alternative I can ask my doctor about? That's from Jonathan.
Yeah, so usually that person would be under the care of a rheumatologist, and if methotrexate hasn't made a significant impact, they'd be offered a biologic.
Okay, and that is linked to psoriasis.
Yeah, so, you know, it really varies in the studies, but usually the skin comes first and then the joints come, you know, 10 to 15 years later. But psoriatic arthritis, unfortunately, can be destructive. So the earlier you catch it and treat it, the better. But if it happens, yes, we would use the biologics if methotrexate is not effective.
Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.